Aleluja. Aleluja. That's better. Thank you. We break our Lenten fast tonight. That word's been gone from our vocabulary. The Gloria has been gone from our celebrations because something amazing happened. And we celebrate it. Praise God. We have seen Jesus of Nazareth crucified, dead in his mother's arms, and laid in a tomb. The women were on their way in tonight's gospel story with spices, because by now his mortal body would stink, but it was not there. We watched, we remembered last night the suffering and cruel death of this Jesus, this icon of innocence, this icon of justice, this bringer of healing that the world had never known before, this divine life energy in flesh, such as the world had never known before. And we read the words, we listened to the words that Luke records as his last. It is finished. Death as we knew it is finished. Our need to feel the pain that others inflict on us is finished. We watched him die, and we have experienced him risen. I hope we all have experienced him risen. Poor Peter. This is a hard gospel for a married clergyman of the church to read. Poor Peter. He gets beat up a lot by Luke. Here, maybe tonight, Anna, when we get home, we'll say, see, it's clear that Peter was both destined to be the first leader of the church and that he was a married man. And I might say, because I'm pretty much as dumb as I look, what do you mean? And she said, there's the proof right there. He has to be married. He probably was the first pope because he had a hard time believing the women who came to him with new good news. Poor Peter. He had to prove it for himself. It's one of the reasons I love our new pope. He's doing pretty well, huh? Doing pretty well. Washing the feet of women. Maybe he was thinking of this gospel when he did that. I wouldn't put it past him. I studied with Jesuits. They're a lot smarter than they look, and they look pretty smart. So we remember this terrible suffering. We hear the words from Jesus' lips, it is finished. And then we experience him resurrected. So we look deeper into the question, what is it that is finished besides the physical life of the historical Jesus of Nazareth? We've experienced him risen as the Christ when we have experienced forgiveness in our lives. When we have been forgiven by others, we have experienced his resurrection. And especially when we find the grace to forgive those who have hurt us most deeply, and feel the weight that is lifted from us by our forgiveness of others, we experience the resurrection of the Christ. He invites us all to that. Jesus is the constant life giver, the constant healer. Why? Because he knows who he is as the Son of an all-forgiving, all-loving God. He is our icon, our model to follow. So one of the things that is finished is our need to hold on to the injuries we have suffered from others. If we choose to let go of them, we experience more of this resurrection. We have again seen the end of our need to live in misery over our own mistakes, because we know we are forgiven by this God. So we can join him in his resurrection if we choose. But it's our choice. The death that sin, our injury of others, others' injury of us, the death that sin brings into the world is dead to us if we choose to follow Jesus. Whatever suffering we bring into the lives of others can be dead, can be finished. When we leave our complacency and our self-centeredness behind, we can begin to build the healing that Jesus the Christ began. Our own contribution to the suffering of the world can be over, can be finished, if we choose to join him in his resurrection. Tonight is about resurrection and baptism, and initiation into the faith community since the very most ancient days of the church. This is the night. And Cameron and Casey and Sophia and Christopher and Jackson and Pearl will all come forward soon and be baptized. And we will all be sprinkled with the waters of baptism. Anna and Anita and I have had the great joy and privilege of spending some months with those six folks, and we know what beautiful souls they embody. And you should too, all the rest of you. If you don't, by this time next year, there will be a test. Pay attention when these folks come forward. And pay attention when you are sprinkled with the baptismal water. These six join us in baptism tonight. But if we, I know I have, if you join me in my tendency to forget my baptism, to hold on to a resentment, to hold on to an injury, or to hold on to a practice that injures others, let that be finished. Let that drop of water that hits you remind you of the resurrection into which it invites you. And let yourself know the joy of a soul refreshed by bringing your own baptism to life again, anew. Let it wash away your need to hold on to the temporary. Let it clear away your eyes to see what is really important. and join in prayer with Pearl and Jackson and Sophia and Cameron and Casey and Christopher and Brent, who will be confirmed with them, that together we form a community that is a community of resurrection, that is a community that knows what is real, what lasts, and can separate that and devote ourselves to that, as opposed to the temporary, the death-dealing, and the distracting. Before I leave you, I want to call the roll tonight. Today, a whole bunch of people spent a long time in the church. Does the church look good to you tonight? When you get a chance, thank Michelle Belitsky or Anne-Marie Marsh Crawford or Linda Calandrella or Marge Schaefer or Kathy Ely or Carol Taylor or Stephen Joanne Cermak or Diane Davis or Pat Jensen or Jim and Sharon Fieber, because they are the ones who did the work. So thank them. It's another example of what we are called to do, to beautify, to sanctify the world in any way that we can, for this celebration especially. And as we come forward, as our elect of God come forward, as our confirmand comes forward, please see in them a lasting beauty that will last much longer than our flowers, much longer than our candles, and to which we should all be looking forward to being one with them in God through the risen Christ. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter.